Blog Talk Radio.
The good old days, well, maybe not so much. In the past, few career options were available for women. School teacher, nurse, homemaker, if you weren't happy with those options, you were out of luck. Women have unlimited options today. Women have proven they can successfully perform just about every job, including trucking. The door to a career in trucking is wide open. The fact you are listening to a podcast created by the Real Women in Trucking on a network devoted to women truck drivers is proof. More and more women are behind the wheel of a big rig every day. Why are so many women choosing a career in driving? Well, for qualified drivers, good jobs are there for the taking. Trucking companies like Redaway are eager to hire qualified drivers. Women are now an integral part of the trucking industry. New technologies help too. We're breaking down barriers so women can succeed in this industry. At Redaway, we have a variety of driving positions available. Line haul drivers are never away from home more than 3 nights a week. They travel 11 western states and into Canada. Pickup and delivery drivers are needed throughout our system. P&D drivers are home every night. We provide the training needed to make you successful. If you are looking for a truck driving career with a true work-life balance, driving for Redaway may be just what you are looking for. Whatever kind of driving interests you, whether you're a qualified driver or new to the industry, we're interested in you. Redaway is an industry leader with good pay, a comprehensive benefit package, premium free insurance, training, and support to help you succeed. Learn more about driving for Redaway by visiting redawayregional.com/careers or call 503-885-5618. Start traveling the road to success. Join Team Redaway.
My son and I were driving through Oklahoma City, had the radio on, and the guy comes on the radio, "Hey, anybody want any underage girls?"
This one, she didn't even look 13, 14 years old. She had a little mini skirt on.
A 14-year-old, 15-year-old is not doing this on her own accord.
You have to wonder who's behind them.
They have a pimp or whatever you want to call them, trafficker.
Sex trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery. It's when traffickers are using force, fraud, or coercion to compel an individual to engage in commercial sex. And traffickers are not only exploiting the victims, but they're also exploiting these locations. Everything from commercial front brothels to residential brothels to hotels and motels to truck stops to street-based prostitution. A lot of exploitation is happening online. That's where a lot of the connections are being made.
Nobody wakes up and says, "Gosh, I'd really like to sell myself on the streets today." That is something that is being directed by the victimizer, by the trafficker.
Here we are, you know, I'm 15 years old, my cousin is 14, and we're here at a truck stop, you know, being forced to work it, you know, and we're young girls, terrified out of our minds.
Trucking industry is in a unique position because they actually will be in locations that pimps will bring in their victims.
Truckers Against Trafficking is a grassroots organization. It comes alongside the trucking industry, recognizing that they're the eyes and ears of our nation's highways. They're in places that most people aren't, and that they can recognize potential victims of human trafficking more than the rest of us.
You're talking about a really highly trained group of individuals that are seeing trafficking. They know where to report it. They're reporting it right away. And as a result, we have seen countless victims who've been recovered by law enforcement.
When we talk about who's driving change in this area, we have to talk about the American trucking industry.
Thank God what saved me was that truck driver that called in and said, "Hey, you know, this is whoever at the truck stop, you know, and we have some girls out here that look pretty young."
Oh, that trucker. The one that made that phone call, boy, I owe him a lot. And if he ever sees this, thank you, thank you, thank you.
a team truck driver with my husband, Bob.
I've been a 16-year veteran of over-the-road truck driving.
I've been driving for 26 years.
And I am a trucker against trafficking.
And I'm a trucker against trafficking.
I'm a trucker against trafficking.
And I am a trucker against trafficking.
And we are Truckers Against Trafficking here on the Women Truckers Network. Those are our public service announcements and our sponsor right away. Our show tonight is about gut health with trucking industry life coach Carol O'Byrne. And the following recording was held this week and is meant to help you improve your nutrition and have a better life. So enjoy. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies, and welcome to Real Women in Trucking. I don't have the promo. I'm having technical difficulties, but as we said, and I posted that Carolyn O'Byrne, is that the correct pronunciation?
O'Byrne. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's going to talk to us about gut health, which is like digestion, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over because, like I said, her time is restricted. So I'm going to just turn the program over to Carolyn, but we do have it being recorded. So, Carolyn, good evening, and welcome aboard.
Is this the Carolyn O'Byrne from LifeCoachService.net?
It is. This is that Carolyn O'Byrne.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey. I am. I'm with LifeCoachService.net. And I have a wonderful website with a lot of good information. Check it out. So I am a life coach. It kind of is self-explanatory with my business. But I deal with a lot of different areas, but I have a few really big specialty areas. And one of my specialty areas is the digestive system and gut health. I'm a certified colon hydrotherapist. And if you think of that word colon hydrotherapist, that's exactly what it is. I clean people's colons with water. And in that learning, I have learned a lot of our digestive system deals with our health. If our digestive system is not healthy, our body is not healthy. So what is our digestive system? Well, pretty much the short version of our digestive system is from the tip of our teeth or our lips all the way through to the other end, all from one end to the other. It's all a part, and there's a lot of details inside, but this is not an anatomy lesson, so we won't go into that. And when I say our gut, predominantly I'm talking about the whole digestive system and all, but usually it's somewhere between the stomach, the small intestine, and the colon. And I'll try hard to specify what I'm talking about when I say the gut. So now mostly everyone knows that information already, but I wanted to clarify it in case I don't want to lose anyone on, I keep saying the gut or the digestive system, is it the same thing? So the first thing I'd like to do is address concerns, because we have only 1 hour. If someone has some specific concerns, I'd rather address those first. I've got some ideas here, plenty of ideas to talk about. But if you have something in particular that is important that you want to know, I'd like to do, instead of questions at the end, which I'm fine to do, questions during the whole thing, we don't have to wait till the end. But I'd like to do concerns first. That way I'm sure to cover everything that anybody in particular might want to know about. So does anyone have any particular concerns about their health, about their digestive system, how it works together, any certain problems?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Acid reflux and heartburn.
Okay. What modern medicine tells us is that we need acid inhibitors. That's a pill that reduces the acid. And in reality, that is exactly the opposite of what we need. The reason, and let me put one little tiny disclaimer, I have not met anyone yet that needed more acid. Now, there is a very rare occasion, I mean, that needed less acid. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I have not met anyone yet that needed less acid, that actually needed a acid inhibitor like Pepcid or one of those. I've not met anyone yet so far in my journey of gut health. And so, but they could exist. I'm not saying it's impossible. So I don't want you to think that it's 100%, but it's probably 99 point something percent. But anyways, the reason we have acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion is a lack of stomach acid. And the stomach acid is actually hydrochloric acid. And some of you might haul it, and you know that it's some pretty exciting material, but that's what is in our stomach, and that's what our stomach produces naturally. And because of our usually pretty bad diets and antibiotics or any kind of drugs, anything foreign to our body, it reduces the acid in our stomachs. Another thing that reduces acid in our stomach is drinking a lot of drinks that aren't what we're designed to have in our bodies, and it just kind of messes it all up. So when the acid is low, it can't do its job, because the stomach, every part of the digestive system has a job, all the way from our teeth all the way through. And the job in our stomach has its own particular jobs, and one of the jobs is to get that food into a completely milkshake liquid form so that it is so teeny tiny molecules that it can be absorbed into our bloodstream. And it can't get to that point easily at all if it's in large pieces without that hydrochloric acid. And so what happens is the little bit of acid in food left is causing erosion and issues within our stomach and our esophagus, which causes the acid reflux and the heartburn. And I was talking to Idella one time, and she said, yeah, I used to have that, and I started taking vinegar. So, and someone had asked her, how can acid help your acid? Well, modern medicine tells us that we don't need the acid, so that's what's in our minds. But actually, the reason vinegar works, and it does, it really works, is that it is an acid, and it's helping our stomach to do its job. Although it's not hydrochloric acid, it is a acid, and it helps. And I highly recommend leaving the white vinegar to the cleaning and using the raw apple cider vinegar. It'll have some brown floaty stuff in the bottom, and then you know you've got the right stuff. But you can actually buy hydrochloric acid capsules at health food stores. Please don't go to drugstores, department stores, Walmart, those kind of places to get your nutrients or your whatever you're needing. They're very low quality. Go to a mom-and-pop, privately owned health food store or something designated health food store, maybe like these big Whole Food, Earth Fair, those type of places should be okay, but not the regular department stores or drug stores. And you probably won't find hydrochloric acid in a department store or drug store. It's more a little bit specialty. And I do want to tell you, some people open up capsules because they don't like swallowing pills. Do not open up this one. You will be sorry, because it is hydrochloric acid, and you want it to get down in your stomach before it decides to melt. So drink lots of good water with that. You don't have to drink 5 gallons, but, you know, just at least a good glass of water to make sure you get it down. And there's nothing harmful about it. When my youngest was 3 years old, she could swallow pills, and I was giving it to her at 3 years old. So it is very safe. I would give it to my three-year-old, put it that way. So if there's any questions about that, I'd be happy to go farther on that one. Is there any other questions about that?
Well, I this is Shannon. I was I went to a GI doctor, and she said that I had gastritis, and she put me on that Nexium stuff. And later, since I had to have my gallbladder removed, and that was the main purpose of all of that. But does the gastritis clear up and go away, or do you always have that? Or
it is 100% possible for it to go away. These things are not how our body is designed to be. And the reason we have it is because of our eating habits and our choices of our what we eat. And so then it gets in this vicious cycle to where it can't get better because it can't get better. You know, it's just like an ongoing thing that's hard to stop. But it can be stopped. It will be 100% diet related. And diet meaning, if I ever say the word diet, I'm not saying something like Weight Watchers or Slim Fast. I'm saying diet means what you eat, what you put into your body. That's what I mean when I'm talking diet. And so it is very much able to go away with eating the right things. I would start with the vinegar, if it were me, because that's a little bit more gentle than the hydrochloric acid. Although hydrochloric acid is very gentle, it's what's there anyways. But it would just be inching your way into better health with that. But I would also watch what you eat, and that would be another thing to talk about some other day. But
Carolyn, can I just share with that caller my own experience too?
Sure.
I for years, and I'm talking like 30 plus years, I suffered. I mean, more than that. I remember being 4 years old and telling my mother I had heartburn because it was a terrible fire. And because she told me, oh, you don't know what heartburn is. And anyway, but I had it for years. And then once I went on that natural food and was careful about processed foods and, you know, just really careful with my diet of what I put into my body, it's been 3 years now since I've had heartburn. And you're talking about somebody who, I mean, the acid, I felt like I was literally, my throat, my esophagus, everything was on fire. And they did put me on, and actually the Pepcid did help, okay? I mean, even baking soda in water would help to, you know, to neutralize whatever acid was in my esophagus. I don't know what the effects were. But I find that diet, or just what you were starting to touch with, it has a tremendous effect on heartburn. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on that subject?
I was just going to chirp up and say, when you say vinegar, someone had told me a long time ago, if my, you know, stomach's feeling bad or whatever, and you can't get your hands on all these over-the-counter products. They said, well, you have a pack of yellow mustard. Just eat that pack of yellow mustard. It'll make you feel better. And I thought, oh, really? Come on. But that's probably because it has vinegar in it.
That's one reason. Actually, mustard in itself has medicinal properties and that's very good for you. Mustard is one of those good-for-you condiments. A lot of condiments are not good for you, but that one actually is. And, yes, the vinegar is part of the thing that makes you feel better. That's exactly right. And when you take vinegar, don't take it just straight. It's pretty hard on your tissues. Yeah, on your throat and your esophagus tissues. Put maybe I take usually about a tablespoon when I take it. But when you start first, you might just start with a teaspoon and put it in maybe a cup of water. It doesn't take a quart or anything to dilute it down. Or if you don't have a sugar issue, you can mix a little bit with some honey. And that even gives you some added medicinal benefits, and it makes it taste a little bit better. My kids like using the honey with it, but I just rather just put it in some water and down it and be done with it. But I don't want to spend time mixing up the honey. I guess that's lazy. But anyways, just it's not going to kill you at all. You're not going to be harmed if you do straight vinegar. But it's pretty rough to do it that way, and it's very doable in some water.
And what kind of vinegar is it? You said the brown vinegar.
It's called apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to find raw apple cider vinegar. Walmart actually carries it now. The brand that my Walmart carries is Bragg's, B-R-A-G-G-S. I don't really care what brand it is. Just get organic, raw apple cider vinegar. And when you look at it, there's going to be this brown floaty stuff in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good thing. That's what you want. When you see the apple cider vinegar that doesn't have the brown floaty stuff, it's probably not organic and raw. Because apples are one of the highest sprayed toxic fruits that they do, and so that's one of the reasons to get the organic. And the other reason is to use the apple cider vinegar versus the white vinegar. White vinegar is made from corn. And 90-something percent of the corn that's grown in this country is genetically modified. So I wouldn't mind cleaning with it, but I would not want it in my body. So.
Okay.
Carolyn?
Yes?
Don't they call that mother in that raw vinegar?
Yes, that's exactly what they call it. It's called the mother.
That brand that you're speaking of is the only one that I've been able to find that actually has, that's the only one I've found that's the organic raw vinegar.
Yeah, they're probably the most popular brands, and they're very widely known. Bragg's is a really, the Bragg's brand of products have been around for many, 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 many years. And so there are other brands that are organic raw apple cider vinegar with the mother, but they're harder to find. You may find another brand, and it's okay as long as that's what it is, but just depends on the store that you're going to. They may carry a different brand. Any other questions on that subject? Does anybody else have concerns of something else on the gut idea? Well, one of the things that I put down on my list is the importance of gut bacteria. Most of us have a issue with gut bacteria just because of the way our society has gone in, the direction that our society has gone in with the food chain. And the fact that a lot of people are on medications, and also the fact that most people at some point have had antibiotics, because antibiotics are pushed strongly in the medical realm of things. And so our bodies have a certain amount of cells, and I had it memorized, and I should have written it down, but it just left me. But we have about 10 times more bacteria cells than we do our cells. So there are 10 times more bacteria cells in my than there are Carolyn cells. And if you took them all out and weighed them, they weigh about as much as a brick. And so we can't live without them. If we sterilized our body, we would die. And so it's like a relationship that we have with this bacteria. And it's not all bacteria. Some of it's viruses, some of it's molds and fungus. And when you hear bacteria, virus, mold, and fungus, you start to freak out because you're thinking they're the bad guys. And there are bad guys of that. There are good guys and bad guys. And the good guys keep the bad guys away. But when you take antibiotics or you eat food that disrupts your digestive process, then the good guys are having a struggling time to survive. And that's when the bad guys come in. One of the most very common issues that people have is a candida overgrowth, which will give you a vaginal yeast infection. With guys, it's jock itch or fungus on their feet, and you go to the store and you buy these sprays to put on your feet, and as long as you keep it sprayed 500 times a day, it looks okay, but it keeps coming back. Well, that's because it's not coming from the outside. It's coming from the inside. And so when we keep our bacteria in check in our gut, we won't have vaginal yeast infections anymore. Guys won't have their issues anymore. Lots of people will have rashes or their lymph nodes will swell up because of the overgrowth of candida. Candida is supposed to be in our gut, but only in a very balanced amount. And it's one of the biggies that really like to get an overgrowth. They easily get a foothold on our bodies, and they want to thrive. And so we're giving them the opportunity to thrive by being out of balance. And so E. coli is another thing. Anytime you hear the word E. coli, you kind of want to gasp. But E. coli is a natural bacteria that is in certain places in our body. It's not supposed to be in certain places. You'll be sick. But in certain places, it's supposed to be there, but in a certain amount. And so when it gets in the wrong area, or if it gets in an amount that's more than it should be, that's when sickness happens. And E. coli is actually bad enough that it can cause you to die. And so, and that's one of the problems with the food industry is they've antibiotic these animals so much that E. coli is rampant. That's why you never, back when grandma used to wring the chicken's necks and fix chicken for everybody, there was no big deal that the counter had chicken on it and you didn't instantaneously sanitize it because there was no overabundance of E. coli like there is now in these massive plants that mass produce our meat in the meat industry. And so that's another reason is the E. coli is so out of control because of the meat industry that it's more readily available to get out of balance in our bodies. And so when the bacteria or fungus or viruses in our gut and different places of our body are out of balance, we're going to be sick. And our gut is a huge part of the immune system, and most people think that our immune system is either just our lymphatic system, or maybe people don't even know, and or our white blood cells or whatever, and all that is a part of our immune system, but the gut is a extremely huge part of our immune system, and when it's not healthy, we will have a compromised immune system and we'll be sick much more often. You see some people that just never get sick. You think you could rub chicken pox all over them, or you could sneeze in their face when you have the flu and they're not going to get sick. Well, more than likely their gut bacteria is in pretty good shape. It's not just it's a fluke or they're blessed. Or of course it is a blessing to have gut bacteria in good shape. But there's a reason that you can sneeze on them and they're not going to get sick. And you can walk by somebody 10 miles away and then you get it. So that's something to definitely keep in mind, especially this time of year when the flu is going around and all kinds of sinus stuff has been going around where I live. So to keep your gut in good shape to not get sick, because nobody wants to be sick.
Really?
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt. I just quickly want to say the herbicide Roundup that they use on the non-GMO fruits and vegetables as an herbicide, that one of the side effects of not eating a non-GMO product is that the Roundup causes, it kills your gut bacteria.
Yes, it does.
I just thought I'd throw that in there as one more incentive to purchase. And also, if you can't, and sometimes you can't, you know, just make sure you wash it really, really well, your vegetables, to get all that herbicide off, because, I mean, that's just one of the bad effects of Roundup. I mean, it causes, here, I got a little thing on here, reproductive failure, sterility, infertile offspring, infant mortality. You know, it's just a horrible thing. So
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Donna, it's right on that, what you're talking about. It's Allison. I had an apple today, and I ate like halfway through it, and I washed it and everything, but it was like, man, it just had that, like, a chemical. It was like a good apple, but it had that chemical taste to it. You know what I'm saying? So
oh, yeah.
What do I do now that I've had that? Like, she's talking about Roundup. So now I got it in me. Now what do I do?
Well, just let it take its course. But just make really good choices in the future. Try to make good choices. Taking a probiotic will help. That's one thing I did not have on my list. I didn't. It's obvious that I should have said this in this area. But you can take probiotics, and that replenishes the bacteria. There are several brands that if you buy a really cheap brand, you're likely to be not getting benefit from it. I'd highly recommend to do some research on the different brands. A lot of times if you go to these mom-and-pop health food stores, they're usually pretty helpful to help you in a certain area. A lot of the probiotics are very similar, but I also usually recommend getting more than one brand. Find two brands that are good quality and alternate, because even if they have very similar strains of bacteria, they were created in different labs, and that gives you more of a variety of the bacteria, because you're only putting in certain ones, and they are the most important certain, I wouldn't say most important, but most prevalent certain ones, and that's okay. There's no way that they can get every single bacteria in one pill that's in your gut. But take some probiotics. That would be a really good thing, and that'll replenish.
That was my question. How do we increase the good how do we go about increasing the good bacteria in our gut?
Okay.
Besides
adding
probiotic, which I take one, but what else?
Okay.
What else can we do in our diet to increase our the good bacteria?
Lots of green leafy vegetables, right, Carolyn?
Well, green leafy vegetables will not only help give you nutrition, but it will, more nutrition helps your body to repair itself, because your body is designed to repair. But it needs certain things. You know, it can't repair itself if you don't give it the tools. But fermented food, live fermented food, like the old-fashioned way of making sauerkraut, or the yogurt that you buy in the store is actually only fermented for a few hours. And in order for it to be truly fermented to the point where the good bacteria has consumed all the sugar of the product, the natural sugar of the product, it needs to ferment for 24 hours. And making yogurt is very easy, and very cheap. So I recommend checking out how to make your own yogurt online. It's very, very easy. But plus, the yogurt that you buy in the store usually has about 29 grams of sugar, and that kind of defeats the purpose, because the bad bacteria thrive on sugar. If you crave sugar, like you just almost feel out of control, you are out of control. It is that candida that is in control. And it will give you headaches, it'll make you feel terrible, it'll make you crave, it'll do all sorts of things that make you feel like you're losing it if you don't get some sugar. And 'cause they want to survive. And it takes usually a few days, and sometimes the candida is so overgrown, that it'll start making you feel terrible when the candida is dying off. It's called a die-off. And you'll feel horrible, and you'll think, wow, this is making me feel worse, but it won't last. It won't last long. usually, as a rule, things usually last about 3 days. It can last longer. It can last a lot longer. But usually, you just keep in mind when you're making a change for the better, you may feel worse sometimes for a few days because your body is going through a phase of change and repair, and sometimes it doesn't know exactly what to do. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? And in that process, you kind of feel icky. Eating the right foods is another way to get your bacteria back in health. Not only taking probiotics, eating fermented foods, but eating the right foods, making sure that you're, and I know this is, it's not impossible, but it's difficult, making sure that you're not getting anything processed, no GMO products, nothing genetically modified. Grain is designed for, we're designed to eat grain, but we're not designed to eat grain the way that they make grain nowadays. Unless you buy this organic, all naturally grown, not processed grain. But usually if your gut's compromised, even if you buy that good quality stuff, you're still going to have some issues. Because when our immune system gets the wrong information that that grain is the enemy, then even if it's a good, high-quality grain, it's still going to attack it as if it's the enemy, and it's going to cause gut problems like upset stomach. It's going to cause allergies. It's going to cause diarrhea or constipation. It can cause psoriasis, eczema, foggy brain, all different. The list, pretty much anything you can think of, our gut being in a having an issue and rejecting the food that's put in it because of it having the wrong type of food can cause us to feel any of these ways, chronic fatigue, all these things, because we're not supposed to feel tired all the time. So upping our quality of food. Go ahead.
What about that for everybody who likes bread? I eat the Ezekiel bread. It's found in the food section, and it's not made. It's made from sprouted.
Yes, Ezekiel bread is good, and sprouted grains is even better. It depends on the way your gut is. Some people can eat the Ezekiel bread, and it doesn't cause a problem. It depends on the stage of your gut health. If you're just you didn't even know you had a gut problem until you heard me talk, you know, and you just had a few things here and there, more than likely it should be fine. I'm just talking about if in extreme, maybe not even extreme situations, go for 6 weeks without any grain whatsoever. Just give it a try. And after you might go through the not feeling so good stage, you might not go through that. So don't expect it, but it's possible. And then after that 6 weeks, you are going to feel like $1 million. I mean, you will feel so good. And then what you can do is reintroduce one grain at a time and see if they bother you, because you'll know then. You'll have your body clean of any kind of grains. 6 weeks is a real good amount of time because it's plenty long enough to give your body a restart to not only get that out, but start healing a little bit.
That Ezekiel bread, now that's not gluten free for everybody. If there's anybody with celiac disease listening,
right.
it's non GMO, and it's sprouted grains, but it still has the gluten. So I don't want to,
yes,
you know. Okay.
And a lot of people are going gluten-free now and feeling so much better. But what they'll find is they feel so much better, but they don't feel completely healed. And the reason is, even though they're so much better, still it's that other grain that's gluten-free, the gluten-free grain like rice or quinoa or something like that. They're still, well, actually quinoa is not a grain, but rice or let me think of another grain that's not gluten. Buckwheat. Buckwheat some people eat as a grain, but it's not a grain either. But anyways, the non-gluten rice or the non-gluten grains they are eating instead. It's like they're substituting, when actually if they would just get off all grains, that would make them heal so much faster than just getting off gluten. So,
you said fermented food, you said sauerkraut, and then you said make your own yogurt. Well, right at this moment, I'm not going to be making yogurt in the sleeper. What yogurt would you recommend if you couldn't have the opportunity to make yogurt on today and you was going to eat yogurt? What would you recommend?
I'll just tell you, I wasn't going to go into how to make it because I didn't want to take up your time, but it's so easy that you can make it in the truck. So I'll just tell you real quick. Get the best, highest quality milk you can find. Try hard to get it non-homogenized. That means when the cream is separated at the top and you have to shake it up and get the whole milk non-homogenized, you're probably not going to be able to find it non-pasteurized, but if you can, that's what I would do. But definitely try to find non-homogenized and organic grass-fed, the highest quality that you can get. And then you get another high-quality yogurt, the store yogurt. Try to buy the same thing. See if you can find grass-fed, organic yogurt. And just like one quart of yogurt. And then get you some quart jars. And it'll usually take about 5 quart jars for a gallon. So you don't have to buy a gallon of milk, but this is just how I do it. 5 quart jars for a gallon. Divvy up that store-bought yogurt into the 5 jars. It doesn't have to be a science of perfection. Just kind of divvy it up equally into those 5 jars. And then pour the milk into those 5 jars. And shake it really good. And leave it at room temperature for 24 hours, and you're done. Then you have this huge amount of good-for-you yogurt. Put some berries in it. Eat it plain. You could add some stevia to it. Stevia is a sweetener that has no glycemic index, and it's all natural. And it doesn't mess with your gut bacteria. It doesn't feed the bacteria, the bad bacteria. It doesn't feed bad bacteria.
Well, what yogurt would you get, like she said, if you don't have that availability?
Just do the best you can do. Just
like the Greek yogurt I heard with no berries, no nothing in it. Just a plain Greek yogurt was what I was told was that.
If you're gonna eat yogurt just because of the probiotics, just take some probiotics. Because it's going to take about a bucket load of yogurt to give you enough probiotics to compensate. So if you want a fermented food to enjoy just for enjoyment, the Greek yogurt, all it really is regular yogurt that has been strained a little bit more to be a little bit more thick. It actually isn't any more fermented. They just advertise it. So if you took cheap yogurt and strained it in some cheesecloth in your refrigerator, then you can call it Greek yogurt. Pretty much that's all it is.
So what about that Activia stuff that has the supposedly the probiotic, more stuff in there for your belly? I don't know.
They may add a probiotic to it. I don't know how they do that. I haven't investigated it because it hasn't been something on my list.
The sugar content on it was what I was pulled away from yogurt because of the berries and all the different sugars they have in it.
Right, right, yeah. Usually that's the issue, is not only does the yogurt not have enough to do any good, as far as you could just take a probiotic and be better off, but it has such a high sugar content.
Well, what if you can't really handle dairy? You know, I'm supposed to avoid dairy and lactose intolerance, so what else could I do instead of yogurt or stuff?
Well, We don't do very much dairy. I did get into a yogurt making kick a while back because of another long story. But we usually don't even do dairy, not even because we can't. We don't have a dairy issue. It's just by choice. So there are many other fermented foods out there. There's something called kimchi, and it's fermented similarly to sauerkraut, but it's got different vegetables in it. It's like fermented vegetables. It's got carrots and all sorts of different things, but it has a little bit of a different probiotic than the sauerkraut does. Because fermented food is not a big deal in this country, it's not as abundant as it should be. Other countries eat fermented food every day, and it's not a big deal. That's just what they do because it's their culture. And I wish we did that. We would be much better off. So it would definitely be something to look into of just get online and search fermented food and see what hits your fancy as far as what you prefer and your taste buds. In the meantime, probiotics are going to be your best bet. And trying to eat foods that aren't causing a negative effect, trying to eat the kind of foods that are going to create a positive effect and a healing effect of your gut and not a, it's almost like when that food goes down, it's got fingernails on the way down or something, and it just irritates your gut all the way down. And then
I was just going to bring up something you had brought up before. And when you were talking about the vinegar to use apple cider and not the white because of the it's a derivative of corn. And I just want to say to impress people about the corn, and by now you probably realize I'm kind of like a non-GMO freak, but that's okay. Just to tell you about the GMO corn, it has the BT toxin in it. And what that does, what they have done is they have inserted an insecticide inside the corn so that it will resist the bugs as it's growing. Well, they have found out that that BT toxin has been discovered in the blood of pregnant women, their fetuses. It provokes immune and allergic responses. And many people are even attributing this to digestive disorders, immune disorders, organ damage, leaky gut, and gluten intolerance. So if you sometimes you need to hear what's in your food before it really turns you off, because it looks so innocent just sitting there, you know, in the can. And I will say that Walmart sells wild oats, organic corn, if you like corn. But I would look at the derivatives of the things you're eating, especially processed foods, which if you could stay away totally from them, you're and there goes your heartburn right there. And but corn and soy are, they have this BT toxin inserted genetically in, so that's all I wanted to say, to share that with people so they understand the seriousness.
Donna, you just said, you said if you let go of the processed food, there goes your heartburn. Well, can you give me a time frame? Because I'm not going to say I haven't. I mean, I'm just normal, just like everyone else. I did eat the processed food, and believe me, I've been mad at myself all day, but I did do it today, and now I'm suffering. I'm driving along, and I wonder, this bottle of Tums is rolling around on the floor in here somewhere, but I don't feel like stopping to get it. So how many days, if I get off processed food and, you know, tie a ribbon around my finger and promise myself not to eat anything in the package, and how many days until you think I'll feel better if I can't go into, I'll get the raw apple cider vinegar as soon as I can, but if I can't get it today and if I lay off the processed food, what do you think, 48 hours? Because I really don't want to take, I had that Tagamet, but I don't really want to take that.
I know, I was on those drugs, you know, or Pepcid, Tums,
right,
you name it, because I was in agony all the time. Okay, and I would say it's almost immediate, of course, at the time, I was making a lot of homemade soup with a lot of fresh vegetables, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too. If you can put your vinegar on your organic greens at Walmart, Walmart's great, at least the one over here. They have everything organic over here, you know, and just it's almost immediate, if I remember. It's been 3 years. But that was the first thing I noticed was, oh, my God, I don't have heartburn anymore. So
basically,
you know,
the stuff at Whole Foods is supposed to be something you can trust as being good. You still got to read labels at a store like that.
That's exactly right.
If it says organic, right, it's organic.
It's still, you still want to read ingredients. If it's organic, it will have organic ingredients. But some organic ingredients I don't even want. I don't want any kind of soy at all. I'm 100% no soy, even if it's organic. And so
I hear you.
I want to know that there's not even organic soy in there. So it's always a very good habit to get into, even if it says organic, to check the ingredients and make sure, because, you know, it may have organic sugar, and you may be trying to stay away from sugar. And the goofiest things in the world have sugar in it, potato chips or... I'm not saying you're going to find organic potato chips, but, I mean, things that you have no idea that would have sugar in it have sugar in it. And you think, why does spaghetti sauce have sugar in it, or why would chips have sugar in it? So it's just really good to always be aware of the ingredients, even if the ingredients are organic.
I would tell Allison for a few days, just eat whole foods, one-item foods, nothing in a package. Try it for 3 days. Your heartburn should go away.
Thank you. Any other questions on that one? Well, someone mentioned leaky gut. May have been Donna. Inflamed and leaky gut goes along with your bacteria being out of whack. Usually the inflamed slash leaky gut, they're two different things, will promote the bacteria to be off balance, and your bacteria being off balance will also promote inflamed or leaky gut. And inflamed gut is pretty much what it sounds like. Leaky gut is actually what it sounds like too. Our tubing in our body, our esophagus, small intestine, large intestine, is supposed to be slick and smooth. And when it's been irritated for quite some time, it becomes almost like holey, like a sponge, like things can leak out. And our body is supposed to get the nutrients from the bloodstream. And by the time they get into the bloodstream, they're so small that our blood, it's designed just for the blood to carry it from here to here. But it's not designed to carry it in larger particles, and that's what's leaking out of our gut. And usually leaky gut will cause very high sensitivity, food sensitivities, and allergies. And because it's not supposed to be going out of our gut like that, it's in leaking into the rest of our body. So our immune system finds it, marks it as a mayday or a invader, and then the next time it sees that, it knows and remembers that that's an invader and it's supposed to attack it. And that's what causes the allergies and the sensitivities. So that's just another reason to be highly concerned about gut health, is preventing leaky gut. It's called leaky gut syndrome or inflamed gut. It's not called one or the other. It's two different things.
We'll do that. And most processed foods have GMOs in your body. In the food. So
what happens
Carolyn,
is...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry to go back. I lost my signal. But the probiotics, if you don't mind touching on that for one more second.
Sure.
If you go in the store, it's like... 1,000 or 50,000, you know, they got all these numbers on it. What are you supposed to buy? You know, 30,000?
I would know those numbers on it? Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. I would be more concerned with the quality of the brand than I would be the numbers. Of course, it seems like the higher the number, the better. I would want to get in the higher numbers, and they're all pretty high numbers because there's 50,000, 20,000, 30,000. Some of them say, if I'm not mistaken, some of them say billion. But
what brand would you recommend then?
Well, that's what I try to stay away from. Hang on, the brand just left me. Garden of Life. Garden of Life brand was created by Jordan Rubin, and he had Crohn's disease and healed himself through nutrition and food and ended up starting his own nutritional company. So far, what I have found with that company is very good quality. P is in Paul, B is in boy, and the number 8. There is a probiotic called PB8. I've had some good success with that one. I'm going through my mind some of the others. Chiodophilus, K-Y-O-dophilus, just like Acidophilus. Chiodophilus is another good brand. I hate to recommend brands because I don't want anybody to think I'm promoting
branding,
anyone in particular.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find those at Walmart. Basically,
no.
Like you said, the mom and pop shop.
Yeah, you don't want to buy a probiotic at Walmart, if at all possible. And it's not a bad thing. Probiotics actually do not taste bad. And if you prefer taking pills, that's fine. But they also have probiotics that come in powder that are not in a pill. And one of the benefits of that is that there's not going to be fillers, because usually if you end up having a capsule, you're going to have a filler in there, and it's just to make the capsule full. I'd much rather have a not full capsule and know that there's not a filler in there. That's one reason to buy just the powder form of the probiotic. Another reason is you tend to take more, because you think, oh man, I've got to take 4 capsules or 2 capsules, and if you take the probiotic that's powder, it's pretty easy to get a quarter of a teaspoon real quick, like, and you don't feel like you've got to take all these capsules, but it's the same thing. And usually you get more for your money, because if you think of this teeny tiny amount of capsule of ingredient in those capsules, if you dumped it all out, it probably wouldn't fit in a 16th measuring cup. And then if you buy it in powder form, you'll get this larger amount. And it's not always the case that you'll get a better price, but it's something to think about. Well, I had a thought about something else when I was talking and it left me. So anyways, that's something to consider. That a lot of people don't know that there's an option. I know what that other thing was. It just hit me. Capsules versus tablets. I never recommend tablets. Never, ever, ever, ever. Especially, I hope that there's not a tablet probiotic. I hope it does not exist. Because in order to make a tablet, you've got to put your ingredients in there in this quote-unquote concrete and then bake it at high temperatures for a long time to make this little hard tablet. And that just doesn't make sense when you've got a live probiotic. And so anytime you've got not just probiotics, any nutrients, anything you take, if there is a way to get it in capsule form, please get it in capsule form, because it's the ingredient that you want. And they just put it in this little capsule and you could get it down into your body without it being mixed in some kind of food grade concrete and baked at 500 degrees for however long. So, and people just don't think of that. I didn't think of that before I figured that one out. So all across the board, probiotic or not, if you've got an option to take capsule, please take that option. So I was at the leaky gut. What I was going to get to right after that is when our gut is compromised, we can't absorb nutrients. So you may be eating 2, 3, 4, 5 meals a day and be now malnutrition, even if you're eating very high-quality food. Because if your gut is inflamed or leaky or irritated, or the bacteria is not in there able to help you digest, then you're not going to be able to absorb those nutrients. And when you're not absorbing nutrients, then the rest of your body is not getting the nutrition that it needs. And that in itself is going to cause issues that are a list. Anything you can think of can happen from being malnutrition, not just what you think of when you see a malnutrition child on TV. Here we are in America, and most of us look pretty healthy, yet we're probably malnutrition, not only because the food we eat is very low in nutrition when it's processed, but our guts are compromised and we're not even absorbing the little bit of nutrients that are in that food. And so that's something else to take into consideration of why to put gut health on the top priority of life.
Well, how do you know when you do get your gut in order and everything's in line and the way it should be? How are you going to know? You're just going to feel a lot better?
You will feel a lot better.
How are you going to know you did it?
Well, there's not this magic switch, that's for sure. Gut health is a long process. It is not a quick fix. It takes years, not months, years. Many years, at least 2 years, is to get in really good shape. And sometimes longer than that, depending on where you started and your journey to get there. But you will feel a lot better. Foods that you eat, when you eat what you ate before, you'll feel terrible because your gut will tell you, you're not going to do that again. and you'll feel, when I was 20, I felt 100. I was not raised to eat right. We ate rice-a-roni for supper. We ate instant mashed potato sandwiches. We just did not eat healthy at all. And by the time I was 20, I had acid reflux, irritable bowel, spastic colon, and I was overweight and I felt horrible all the time. And now I'm 45 years old and I feel great. I do not feel 45. I told Idella today, and I think I told Sandy the other day, I'm not getting old. I've already decided I am not going to get old. But I feel better now than I did when I was 20. And so you're not going to ache. You're not going to have achy joints. I had achy joints at 20. My knees hurt. My elbows hurt. Everything ached. At 30-something, I had bone spurs on my heels because of calcium deposits, because of not absorbing nutrients correctly. I had osteoporosis in my 30s. I don't think I have it anymore, but I'm not going to go to the doctor and check it out. But I'm pretty sure I don't have it anymore because I don't have the issues that I had before. And so you just know. You may never know that it's 100% healed. I don't know how to know, but you will know that you are very much healed and you feel great. You don't have aches and pains anymore. You don't feel sluggish and tired and 50 years older than you really are.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah.
We forgot to tell them they can do this in the truck. It's real easy to get a little bullet or ninja. And then just put your fruits and organic vegetables and stir it up.
Yes. If you are a non-green lover, if you don't love greens, a lot of people don't love greens, one really good way to get good raw greens in your diet is to make a smoothie. And anything, put a banana, get you a little magic bullet, put a banana, some blueberries, strawberries. And you can get frozen blueberries and strawberries so you don't have to worry about fresh going bad. And throw a bunch of kale or a bunch of spinach. If you're new to eating a lot of raw greens, try spinach first. The spinach, the taste is a lot lighter than kale. But you can put a pretty significant amount of spinach in that smoothie and you don't even know it. And then add a little bit of water, just banana, fruit, spinach, and water. That's all you need, and it makes a really good, really good smoothie. And you're getting
almond milk.
You can add, yeah, you can add milk if you want to, but it's not even necessary. It's one more thing you don't have to carry in your little microscopic refrigerators. But yeah, you can add almond milk. Coconut milk is extremely healing to the gut. So buy a high-fat coconut milk. The fat in the milk is kind of like when your hands are really dry and chapped and hurting and red and cracked in the wintertime, and you put this wonderful feeling cream on your hands, and it just feels so good. That's kind of what coconut milk does to our gut. Coconut milk, and if you get high-quality animals, animal fats, that's what the high-quality animal fat does to our gut. It kind of goes on down there, and it coats it, and it soothes it, and it helps it to heal. So all these years of my lifetime, all I've ever heard is don't eat fat, don't eat fat, don't eat fat. Fat's very healthy if you're eating the right kind of fat in the right quantities. And it's very healing, and actually our brain is made of a lot of fat, and we need it. We need it for brain health, to help us to think, for our neurons to connect better so that our thinking process goes smoother.
Yep.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn, I really hate to interrupt, but I'm watching the clock, and I promised you just an hour, and we've gone over that just a few minutes. Would you like to please give your website and a way for people to contact you?
Sure. The contact information is on my website. I usually work through email. I am on Facebook, and I don't mind private messaging on Facebook. I'll be happy to do that. But I've got my email address on my website, but the email address is info@lifecoachservice.net. That's my email address. My website is www.lifecoachservice.net. I work with people on a one-on-one basis. I'm working on the idea of working with people in a group for that group to be able to help each other during the week and me work with a group one time a week. And that way you've got your support system that you can help each other during the week. That's a thought process. If anybody has comments on that one, I'll be happy to take feedback on that idea. But anyways, I'm happy to chat either way, and then we'll set up an appointment, and my first session is free. I'm very happy to give first sessions free because I want to be sure that you are as happy to work with me as I am happy to work with you, and you don't feel like you're taking any kind of risk of your hard-earned money. So I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I actually have a Pinterest, but I'm not a Pinterest whiz, or not Pinterest, Pinterest. I have a Pinterest, but I'm kind of learning that one, so don't count that one. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, and like I said, I promised that we wouldn't keep you over. I do want to thank everybody for attending and the feedback and the participation we've had tonight. We discussed the fact that we only have an hour for you this evening. We may set up maybe a special call where we can have a longer session that's more convenient for you. If
okay.
you would be interested in that, or
sure.
do another hour session at a later time. We have another guest scheduled for next week, but it looks like everybody's really happy. I'm very impressed, and I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I enjoyed
you.
It.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I enjoyed
you.
It.
Good night.
Bye.